What does this mean to you?
Well, you know, I think as you get older, it's some you know, you can share with your family. Obviously, Louis is pretty excited. It'll be a cool experience for him, and so that's what makes it special, you know, to be able to share it with your family. And it's obviously in a pretty cool place this year too. So yeah, it'll be exciting.
Opportunity to do something like this for the first time at this level. When you look around the league, that's got to be kind of neat this far into your career.
Well, yeah, you know, one way or the other, it's not what you play for. You know, these things kind of are what they are. They're for the fans, and I think they've done a great job putting on a great event. You know, exciting to be a part of. You know, I think it's a testament to our team. You know, played with a lot of really good guys and a lot of great opportunities, and you know, these things happen when you get those great opportunities.
You've watched the format from years past. What do you think it's going to be like to be involved in that?
Probably pretty tiring. You know, 3-on-3 is you know, can be kind of tiring, especially when you're playing a full game. But like I said, you know, it's for the fans, and they've done a good job putting on a good event. I think it's an exciting format. You know, a lot of back and forth. So it should be fun.
What's it like to be recognized among your peers?
Well, like I said, you know, I care about, you know, what the people in Winnipeg, you know, our coaches and my teammates, what they think of me. You know, across the league, I think those things come as your team, you know, does well. And you know, I'm most happy with where we're at as a team. You know, that's what's important to me. These things are somewhat political, and you know, you take them as they come. But you know, I'm excited for the opportunity. The recognition's great, but at the end of the day, it's more about where we're at as a group, and I think that's what's given us a lot of excitement this year.
Humility aside, though, Blake, I mean, you know, over the course of the 10 years, you really pushed yourself to the upper echelon of the league, and you must take great pride in that.
So you don't want me to be humble right now?
No, we want you to pump your own tires.
Okay.
For a while.
All right. You know, I like I said, since we've been in Winnipeg, I've been given a great opportunity. You know, I play a lot of minutes, play with really good players since we've been back. And, you know, I give as much of that credit, you know, more so than giving credit to myself. There's a lot of really good players that don't have that quite that same opportunity, don't play as many minutes, don't play with as good of players, and it makes it challenging. So you know, I'm in a great spot, and I think when you're in a good position like that, you know, these things tend to come. You know, I've worked on my game a lot to kind of get better every year. Where that stacks up in the league, you know, that's not for me to debate, but I, you know, I've been blessed to have a coach like Paul Maurice, you know, push me, learned a lot from him. And, you know, I think my game has gotten better every year having a guy, you know, like him behind the bench.
As captain and as a teammate, what do you comments on the kind of season Connor has had and his being selected as well?
Well, you know, I think it's been the real difference, you know, in our season this year is that confidence we have back there in our goaltending. You know, he was pretty young to be given the starting role last year. You know, I think it was a big challenge for him. I don't think anyone ever wrote him off or lost confidence in him. I think everyone was really excited to see what he was going to do this year, and he's taken the ball and run with it. I mean, he's had just an incredible year. You know, we're not where we are right now without him. So I think he's been, you know, the biggest difference in our team this year, getting to where we're going, and, you know, he's going to have a huge impact ultimately where we end up going this year.
Are you looking forward to the skills competition or the games themselves, Blake?
Not the skills competition. That's probably the thing I'm least forward-looking to. You know, guys like me can make ourselves look pretty bad at those things. So hopefully they hide me a little bit. You know, I don't want to be in any foot races with Connor McDavid or anything. But like I said, it's all for the fans at the end of the day. You know, I think the whole event is something that's fun to be a part of. And, you know, I'm excited to get my family there and especially my kids, and something we can share together.
How much have you taken a look at the other players that are – selected from across the league, and do you know many of the guys, or are you looking forward to kind of spending a little bit of time with anybody in particular?
No, I haven't yet. I haven't had a chance to look at it. You know, I'm sure I know a few of the guys from, you know, USA teams or whatever, what have you. But, you know, you play against the guys enough, you know, out on the ice that you kind of have a lot in common with most guys anyway. So, yeah, it'll be good to meet some new guys and, you know, see where everyone's at. But I'm sure there's quite a few younger guys than me, so I'm used to that, though.
Whether it's practice or a game, you never take your foot off the gas. Is Paul Maurice going to tell you in the 3-on-3 to maybe ease up a little bit?
Well, I've seen some of those games, and some, you know, they tend to get a little, you know, the juices get going a little bit. So to start, you know, you probably dip your toe into it a little bit, but I'll see where everyone else is at.